It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at some of the week's top regional news stories. I think there may be a move afoot to fix Michigan's roads. Is this for real, Jack, or should we keep those appointments for rim, wheel, and tire replacements this winter?
Well, probably both, Rena. It's going to take a long time for this to kick in if it goes as planned. Now, the Senate has passed a complicated formula for increasing the gas tax, making it rather than a certain amount of cents, a certain percentage of the pump price, and it's sort of hard to figure. Eventually, this will ramp up. It's a gradual process to maybe raising an additional $1 billion a year for the roads, but that will take several years. And of course, MDOT, the Michigan Department of Transportation, says more than $2 billion a year is needed. So it's something, and the governor's happy, but a couple things should be noted. The House hasn't passed it yet. There may be a conference committee, and again, it's going to take some time. So keep your fingers crossed and keep your rims tight.
I'm having trouble understanding the flurry of rulings involving same-sex laws in the U.S. and in our state. I doubt I'm the only one, Jack. There was a ruling from a federal judge involving Michigan this week. Can you enlighten us, please?
Well, of course, there's all sorts of courts and all sorts of judges. A couple weeks ago, actually last week, a Court of Appeals panel reinstated Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage, Michigan's and three other states. But then another federal judge said it really didn't have to do with marriage. It had to do with Michigan's decision to deny domestic partner benefits. And it said this has nothing to do with marriage. It has to do with what the definition of a family is. So the bottom line is that there are going to be more contradictory and confusing rulings almost certainly. Certainly, and this is going to have to be settled by the Supreme Court, which may or may not settle it. It may say issue a blanket ruling on same-sex marriage, or it may say it's up to the states, in which case you'll see a sort of a lot of back and forth and probably a huge movement in Michigan to try to repeal the constitutional amendment of 10 years ago that defined marriage as only between a man and a woman.
We need tests to know how our kids are doing in school. We get that. But what isn't so clear is how we're supposed to measure students' progress or their lack of it. Now there's a new statewide test. What do you know about it, Jack?
Well, it's replacing the MEEP that had been in place for 44 years, and educators seem to like this one better, although they caution that no test is perfect, and it'll take some time, just like anything else, to sort of have a sort of a shakedown cruise, and then we have to come up with what new standards we should have based on this test. And of course, there's always a problem, which we really don't talk about much in education stories, is that teachers and schools can only do so much. Certainly they're important, but if the child doesn't have a home atmosphere conducive of learning and studying and doing one's homework, it may sort of all be for naught. But we do know that education is more important than ever, and I think there are going to be very, very few people who are going to be sorry to see the MEEP go. It had become a very unpopular test at all levels.
Well, we'll be watching. Thanks again, Jack.
Well, study hard this weekend, Rena.